Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. I forgot something. I'll be right back real quickly. I forgot something. But thank you so much for tuning in for the conversation that I do hope you feel a part of. And I'm proud of this. Aunt Jemima, she's going to be a part of my set today because I'm not forgetting my history. I'm not forgetting the country I came from and everyone that made America what it is. Got a wonderful, wonderful conversation for you tonight, folks.
You okay?
We're not getting rid of history. I don't care. I'm tired of, well, like I've said before with my wife, when she was at that furniture store, well, what's that? Because she was writing out a ticket. And a ticket is like when you someone purchases, you know, what they're getting. That's cursive. What language is cursive? Well, you have English, and you can either print it or you can write it in cursive. They had no clue, but everyone tells me that, oh, you can't eliminate history, but you can have a group of people that don't know what cursive is.
It won't even let me post. Normally, I can post in my name. It won't even let me share the link to the conversation. I have to file every time, every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
I have to refollow what?
That's just.
I can post things on the page all the time, but I have to refollow you.
Yeah, John Bolton. They're going to investigate him because he's doing a memoir book, and if it contains any classified information, they're going to sue him because it can't. So we're going to get into that. To help Chaz or not to help Chaz, I'll get into that. UNLV removes the rebel statue in wake of protests. Just like everyone else is caving, like they're going to change. They're going to get rid of Nancy Green, who is a Nancy Green, a.k.a. Aunt Jemima. She was a real person. You know, blacks are shooting themselves in the foot because this is a real life person that you should be proud of what she did. You don't know, okay, if you see someone with a lot of money, watch that. Watch a documentary on Colonel Sanders, Colonel Harlan J. Sanders, the guy at KFC, and how many mess-ups and screw-ups and how many times he failed. And how he had almost like a convenience store, like a motel, and it had like a gas station and like a place to eat. And he was offered like $164,000 back then. And he goes, no way, it's worth way more, da-da-da-da. And then when he finally ended up selling it because they moved the highway and stuff, to a different locate, and he lost business. He was sold up for like $79,000. Everyone's caving. I guarantee you, if the MLB was playing right now, they would have Black Lives Matter stuff. Everyone is doing it. Everyone is, you know, I guess if you put anything in front of Lives Matter, then you're racist, because then you're saying, okay, well, if you say babies' lives matter, well, what about, I guess I'm not a baby, so I don't matter. Because I have people say, well, if you say blue lives matter, then you're afraid to say black. And I'm like, well, doesn't blue lives matter in turn to every single solitary cop of every race, color, creed, gender, no matter what? I'm offended by Uncle Ben. What's funny is how the true people are not the Native Americans named the Washington. Remember when they tried to, the Redskins are offensive. I'm gonna get into so much stuff today. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Just remember Ephesians 4:2. Always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. Think about that as you're going through your evening, your day to day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And as you really have to fact check this. Senator Tim Kaine claims that the U.S. didn't inherit slavery. We invented it. I didn't know we invented slavery. I thought slaves were used to build the pyramids. And they were. What about the Barbary slave trade where whites from Europe were sold to Africa as slaves? Who do you think captured in Africa the slaves? They gave this tribe tons of money to enslave, to capture the other tribe's people. It was blacks who were the first slave owners. They don't want to talk about that because it doesn't fit. Just like when the Indianapolis Colts players were killed, there were no riots. There was no outrage because their lives didn't matter, because black lives don't matter. It's all a political agenda. I got some questions for you tonight to do your own. Hopefully you took the questions last time and did your homework. How can I not have a funeral, I not be able to be with my mom and all this stuff, and 2 weeks later, all of a sudden, there's a Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus around one black guy that was wrongfully killed? What do you hear? We have to take back the White House. You had 8 years of a man who was born of a white mother and a black father in Kenya, Africa, and became the leader of the free world. If you can become the leader of the free world being born in Kenya, Africa, then how can any black person claim oppression? I can't do something because of the color of my skin. But someone who is born and brought up in Kenya, Africa, raised there. Those people in Kenya, I have friends from Kenya and Togo. Well, they're Americans now. They spent 10, 12 years to become U.S. citizens, but they did it the legal way. They praise him because if he can grow up to become the leader of the free world being born in Africa, then I can dream big. I don't have any obstacles in my way saying, if you think you can't achieve anything because of the color of your skin, just look at Oprah Winfrey and Barack Obama and Magic. Oh, they're all sellouts to the man. They're Uncle Tom's. Charles Barkley talked about how people call him an Uncle Tom because he's a sellout to the man. That's the problem we have in this country. I call it selective racism. There are hundreds of black people killed all over the U.S. Why aren't their lives flaunted in front of the television like George Floyd is? Now, before someone gets their panties in a wad, I don't know one person that's praising that police officer. You had Barack Obama. You had 8 years. If you really wanted to try to ban chokeholds, to try to, you know, make it illegal to do what this officer did, because now they're saying, well, something should have been done. Just look at this. I'll give you a little statistic thing here. Okay. Dianne Feinstein, 60 years in government. Chuck Schumer, 45 years in government. Maxine Waters, 47 years in government. Patrick Leahy, 57 years in government. Joe Biden, 51 years in government. Nancy Pelosi, 33 years in government. All blame Trump, who's been in power for 3 years, for all the problems that they have not solved for decades. How is President Trump's policies made San Francisco, that was a crap hole, even worse? Trump had nothing to do with Detroit. He's had nothing to do with, I don't know, South Chicago, but, you know, it's his fault. See, most of the people in the inner cities realize there ain't no Tea Party people within 50 miles of this place. But they're supposedly the problem. I had someone post something that about made me piss my pants. Because I've joked about this forever. I went up to someone and I said, yeah, don't use the term, yeah, don't call that white bread because that's offensive to me. And someone goes, are we allowed to call it white bread or has that changed too? Because we're offensive about every little... I mean, what are you supposed to do if you're offended? Are you supposed to call 911? Is it an emergency? Do you call the police? I mean, what if, I mean, is there a number for the Facebook police? I mean, what if it's not on Facebook that you say you can't call the Facebook police if there is any? What do you do? I'm confused. See, in my day, this is what you had. You win some, you lose some, but after the disagreement and the fight, you hugged. All right, now break it up and hug. Enough. Now you go your way, you go your way. Enough. That's not how it is anymore in this day and age in this world. Don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. Thank you so much. I do have a PayPal link because this is not free. I just love my country and I want it back. I'm so tired of people being offended of something that they know nothing about. Sorry, but Nancy Green is a real, true person. A true American. She was born a slave in 1834 in Montgomery County, Alabama. Now, because she's a slave, that has to be why. It's offensive. So you really think you're going to get rid of someone like, you really think that you take this bottle away and that name away, that you're going to magically eliminate slavery? Who is my, one of my, I'm not a, Herschel Walker? I love the man. He's offered to send anyone who wants to defund the police or get rid of the police to a country that doesn't have it. Everyone wants to shove socialism down my throat, but I don't, why? Why shove it down? If you don't like what we have in America, go to a country that supports that. Why not go to Cuba? They have, North Korea has free health, everything's free in North Korea. If you want socialism, I don't see anyone leaving to go to a socialist country. I see people trying to get here. That's what's going on in this world. Do you help the people in Chaz or do you just let them go? Hey, you voted for this, you won it. There might be some people there that, okay, this is where my livelihood is, where I work, but that I don't support this. Hey, because there are a lot of people that have come out recently that, hey, I call myself a Democrat, but not this. This ain't what I support. I don't support this. I'm a Democrat, but this is BS. But see, they've never had a presidential candidate or a president that doesn't back down, that isn't caving. That's like, F you, that sticks the middle finger up at them all the time, that has a press secretary. It's like, okay, I got some questions for you. Yep, thank you, bye-bye. Okay, you're going to tell us, you're going to tell people out there that Trump is endangering his own party's people by having Trump rallies, but you're, get out there and riot. Get out there and burn buildings. Get out there and destroy America. I actually did research on this. There was, it's actually been taken down, but there was a Craigslist ad in Oklahoma wanting people who were infected with COVID-19 to be involved in an experiment. And they wanted to take and put you at the Trump rally to see if you could infect people. That was real. I found it on multiple sites. It's the they showed the link. It's been taken down. And I'm sure there's people, I'm sure they got enough people to figure out, okay, yeah, I'm sure they'll still have it. How can you, it's funny how all these lefters like, oh, Trump people are so stupid, they're going to have rally, are they that dumb? Because of the virus. But then they don't, they're silent about these protests and these riots. You know, they're just riots, they're not protests, they're not protesting. You know, if Black Lives truly mattered, Chicago wouldn't exist, because you'd have every building burnt down, trashed, vandalized, looted. Black lives only matter when they can shove a political agenda down your throat and push a political agenda. Don't believe me. Why were 2 weeks ago, 2.5, 3 weeks ago now, you need to stay home. You need to stay home. Be a couch patriot. Stay home. Stay separated. Save lives. Those same people, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks later, from when they were saying that, 2 weeks later, they were at a circus rally with Al Sharpton. We need to take back the White House. You had Obama for 8 years. If you wanted to ban chokeholds, all this crap that you're trying to blame that should have been done, you had many years to do it. Some of these politicians have been here 55 years. Why does it take a guy being wrongfully killed, that's being shoved down their faces for a political agenda, for a political agenda, for a political motive, to get Democrats to, oh, we need to do something? No, you ain't going to do anything. And that executive order for the, that Trump signed a couple days ago for the police and stuff, all that, they would be praising if that was any Democrat. If Hillary Clinton was signing it, they'd be all, that'd be front page news. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. They'd be praising her. Trump signs it and they're like, day late and dollar short, what's it gonna do? I mean, like really? It's basically a check your war, a piece of paper. You know? You know the old adage, well, you can have a restraining order, I'll have a gun. That's this world we live in. Those are some questions you need to think about. Why were 2 weeks ago they saying you need to stay home and stay separated? Why could no one have a funeral? No one could see a loved one. You can't have a burial. Then they had a three-ring circus for George Floyd. How is that? How does that make sense? if go to that gasoline website, go to a gasoline website where it goes back to like 1910 or whenever gas first came out, and it does a price every year. This is the average gas price across the U.S. every year. You'll see the gas price was higher under Obama than it ever was under Bush. Why weren't they shoving the gas price down our throats? And if you lived in Indiana, one summer it was higher. Why didn't we get the gas tax eliminated?
In Michigan, it got over $400. It got over $4 a tank.
Yeah, it was actually more expensive under Obama. So why wasn't the media shoving the gas price down our throats?
Really, Rascal?
Why? Ask that question. If it's higher in Indiana one summer than it was under Bush one summer, why didn't they eliminate the gas tax like they did under Bush, but they didn't when Obama was president? Why wasn't the media treating Obama like this? They're treating Trump like crap. He's sticking the middle finger out at him every chance he gets.
So
why?
So is his press secretary.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, why? Why? Even if you don't like Trump, how can... Why is gas... Oh, he's an oil tycoon, so we gotta blame him for the gas price.
He's in construction and real estate. He's a real estate tycoon.
Well, he's a Texas...
Bush was the oil.
Yeah.
The Bush was in Texas. The Bush is... wasn't oil. That's what they said about Bush.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Bush, they were shoving, because he's into oil, that's why the gas price is so high. But it was actually higher under Obama. And don't do your homework. Prove me wrong. You can't. That's a fact. So, since that's a fact, ask yourself, why was the media not pushing the gas price? Because I was furious one summer. I was wondering, I asked three of my black friends, I said, I'm just asking legitimately, where is Black Lives Matter? Two black Colts players were killed. Where is Black Lives Matter? And they, no response. Because since
which,
they can't.
Which friend?
They were like some people down south that I have.
Not I know.
No. But, you know, I think I asked Charles one time and they didn't say anything. They didn't even respond. See, but since there's no political motive behind it, they can't get, you know, when I saw black faces back in the day, I thought it reminds me of the coal miners, because all you could see when a guy would come out of the coal miner, from old stories I'd hear from when I go back home to Pennsylvania, is the whites of their eyes. You know, if you go back, because my aunt had DNA tests done. Talk about replications. I have tons of a Hasidic Jew in me. Not only should I get replications for the, since these people can claim, oh, I'm black, so I want replications for my ancestors being slaves. Well, okay, my Jewish side of me, they have been, I don't know, persecuted for thousands of years. I have ancestry from Poland and what Hitler did. So I can go on and on and on. But give me a swastika. I will display it. Hey, this represents a brutal, evil dictator. I'm showcasing this, so I'm just stirring no flag here, but just... because I want you to remember him so you don't ever forget him, so we don't go back. So I think we need to make all the Confederate statues out of asbestos. That way when they go to tear them down, go ahead, tear it down. I'm going to start making American flags out of asbestos and no one will touch them. I remember when 9/11 happened. Yeah, I got this flag. If anyone wants it, $50 million, and you could probably get it because they were, folks, We're here in Virginia at a flag-making factory where they're going nonstop to try to meet the demand of the American flags. I'm like, which one do I want to put out? We had so many at my house. Well, we always had one flying. She's like, what, do I want to put another one up? And which one do I want to put up? Do I want to switch the American flag? You know, but should we, you know, like with Chaz, should we help them? Or this is what they voted for. Good luck. you want socialism. You want no government. You want no police. You want everything's going to be free. Like with Obamacare, the free health care, Obamacare. Who's paying for all this? The free college. Who is paying for the free college? Who is paying for that professor to teach? He's got to make money somehow. Where's that money come from? I've had a person claim she knew the answer, and when you listen to her, and then you sit there and you go, that would get you about a year, year and a half, and now you have no money. Then what are you going to do? I mean, in a way, it's a double standard with Trump. If he does nothing, they complain that he does nothing. If he steps in, if he uses federalism and say, hey, I deal with federal issues and nationally, like worldwide issues, you handle your own state. If he uses federalism, he's an a-hole because he's not stepping in. But then as soon as he steps in and says, we're getting the military and this is ending now, Trump, the brutal evil dictators coming into Seattle to take over. Trump needs to come out and I want to have a press conference with Nancy Pelosi. Okay, Nancy, what do you want me to do? You want me to keep federalism going and let Seattle deal with their own problems? Or do you want me to step in and handle the problem? Because if I step in, you're going to call me a brutal evil dictator trying to control everything. But if I don't do anything, you're going to say I'm not doing anything. See, if Trump has to step in and do something, it's sad because that means the Democrats and I think somewhere in Washington, there's a mayor. I read an article. I forget where she was from, but these people, she supported them until they vandalized her house and trashed her house, and then she's like, no, I want it. Stop. I want them. Help. I need help. Isn't it funny how you support these people until you realize that until they trash your place, and then you're like, oh. Sort of like that lady that, oh, the transgender bathroom rule is great. Until a guy walks into the bathroom with tight jeans on, a white t-shirt, and a yellow and orange neon security vest so that he can be seen visibly. And you can't be in here. Oh, the transgender law says a man can use a woman's bathroom and a woman can use a man's bathroom. Well, I thought, no, you didn't think anything. That's what the law stated. Any man can use a woman's bathroom and any woman can use a man's bathroom. There was no stipulation written out of any kind that says these are the pre-qualifications you have to, for me to walk into the woman's bathroom, I just have to think I'm a woman. I don't have to look like one, dress like one, or do anything. There was no, well, you have to have long hair or makeup, or you have to show feminism. All you have to do is think all you have to do is walk into the bathroom, and if someone says something, you say, oh, I believe I'm a woman. And you're in like Flynn. There was no stipulation. There was no like, okay, like you ever go to a amusement park? Well, if you're over 200 pounds, you can't ride. If you're, you know, if they had height limitations, if you weren't this tall, you couldn't ride. Yeah, there were no those. It was the illusion they gave you that, oh, well, if someone thinks they're a woman, they should be able to use the women's bathroom even though they're born a man. But that's all fine and dandy, but when you got down to the nuts and bolts, anybody could walk into that woman's bathroom, no matter what. You didn't have, there was no checklist of things you had. You had to dress like a woman. You had to have someone look at you and go, yeah, I can see. Yeah, that's a woman. A construction worker could walk in there and use the women's bathroom. Minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share, comments. Let me know you're out there, please. I don't know. It says I have 20 views, 50 views, 100 views. I don't know. Same thing on Blog Talk. I don't know who's out there. Let me know you're out there. Say hey. Shoot me a message, whatever. But that's this world we live in. People don't think. Like this, the DACA law was just like Obamacare. It's not legal, but they twisted just enough to get it passed. Well, Obamacare is illegal as a law, but as a tax, sold. It's sold. People act like, and I've done this to many people, pick something that I can prove how it's offensive. And of course, you know, someone like my wife actually goes, okay, the American flag. Well, because there are people who say it's oppressive. Not my view, but that's them. And when I said something about the American flag, how it's offensive, it was not my belief. I was just proving how I could say anything's offensive. Not necessarily, because I was waiting for someone to say, oh, so you really think the American flag is this and that? Because they want Colin Kaepernick, D-I-C-K, to be the social justice head, you know. NFL is going in the freaking toilet. Has been for a long time. It's been about 4 years since I ever remember hearing anything about the commercials. But why would you advertise in the Super Bowl? You can actually have a commercial seen by more people for less money on YouTube, doing YouTube ads. So why would you waste your money on the Super Bowl? I'm going to see if I can get this lady's name right. What is it? Where is it here? Where's the article? Okay, it's NBC News. Adele Mamako Frazier insists she didn't collaborate with an activist group despite initially calling its efforts to financially blacklist conservative news sites collaboration. Facebook really thinks that you delete ads. YouTube, you're going to delete Trump ads, like we're not going to vote for him. There's a crap ton of people that don't push politics at all who are voting for Trump. See, liberals would be all over that electoral college if it helped Hillary win, but no. Well, the popular vote, popular vote, okay. I trust the popular vote about as much as I do pollsters. Well, it looks like Biden's ahead in the polls by like 75. You know, I mean, I don't even see how Trump can. I mean, right now the models have Biden winning every state. I mean, maybe Indiana, maybe. I'd say about Trump has about a 30% chance of winning Indiana and 40% chance of winning Kentucky. Right now, Biden's gonna win every state. Everything's just like Hillary Clinton. You know, Trump ain't gonna win one state, and lo and behold. Well, Trump, to win tonight, he's going to have to win Florida for sure. He's going to have to win Florida. Trump, CNN is about to announce Trump has got Florida. Well, all he had to do was win Florida, and he'd win, right? No. Well, now he's going to have to win Ohio. Trump wins Ohio. Well, actually, he has to win Pennsylvania, too, and possibly he wins. It just, they couldn't deal with it. Wait, we read the election. How could he win? Look at those kids. Those kids were kind of like, you ever get those messages on your Facebook? Have you heard the great news? And I'll sometimes respond with, you got my gift cards? Scratch the back numbers and take pictures of both sides. Send them to me. You hear the great news? And when you think, and then you think, oh, this is great. And then when you find out you've been scammed, and then you're like, that's how they looked, because they were guaranteed a Hillary victory. And then when they lost, they were wanting to hang someone from their toes like Mussolini. Well, it can't be us. We can't be to blame. Hillary Clinton can't be to blame for being a waste of a space candidate. So what'd they do? Did they? This just in, we just found out that we got information that Trump was secretly flying to Russia. And he was colluding with Russia. No, you had a candidate that was a waste of space, that rigged an election, that lost, and you're spending the last, it's almost going on 4 years that you've been trying to win the 2016 election. You guys lost. Sorry. A big majority of America doesn't want socialism. I don't want to have to go and sit there and I'm like, okay, oh man, I need toilet paper and, well, sorry, sir. Yeah, it's going to be another month before the toilet paper rolls around as the ration of the month. Yeah, the ration of the week. Yeah, I don't want to have a little coupon that tells me what I'm getting for the week. And if I don't need, okay, I keep getting a thing to get toothpaste. I don't need toothpaste. Got 75 tubes of it. I need toilet paper. Or at least give me some corn on the cob so I can use the husk. I've test marketed socialism. I don't want it. Ask yourselves another question. Look at how long all those politicians have been in D.C. Trump's been there 3 years. How could feces everywhere in Seattle right now, how can any of this be Trump's fault? How can South Chicago be Trump's fault? Do your homework. I mean, but then you'll have kids that will, kids won't know anything. They'll believe Tim Kaine when he said that we didn't inherit slavery, we invented it. Coming from a white man that probably had ancestors that owned slaves. See, the same idiots that will vote for Tim Kaine are the ones that would bitch, what the hell are you talking about, Tim Kaine? You probably owned slaves back in the day. Still going to vote for him. That's this world we live in, folks. That's a world we live in. A world where everyone's offended by everything and no one has any balls anymore to stand up for what they believe in. Hey, she is an American icon. We are keeping her. Screw you. Now you wonder how many people are afraid that, okay, they're going to come and riot and burn down a factory. Well, maybe if we're Bed Bath & Beyond, maybe if we give Maybe if we give $1 million to NAACP, they won't burn. Dude, they were right. They were looting black-owned businesses in their own community. That tells you how much they care about black lives. I'm offended. I don't know what to do. I saw Yosemite Sam, and he had a gun. He had two of them. I'm afraid of the shotgun. What am I going to do? I don't know what to do anymore. I need help. I'm afraid of the gun. I'm offended by a cartoon character. Can you believe they have a police dog that's a good cop? How can they do that? How can they portray cops as being good? Every cop is evil. I don't understand. Paw Patrol. Oh my, I saw it. Oh, I need a paper bag. I'm hyperventilating. Give me a effing break, folks. They have Paw Patrol diapers. If you're offended by Paw Patrol, you need to grab a pair of those diapers and put them on and change them often. And the people that are offended don't even have, I bet you 90% of the people calling for Aunt Jemima to be taken down are probably the people that don't even know who she was, the icon she was. If black lives matter, then slaves' lives matter too. They should be honored for the sacrifices they have so that someone like Barack Obama can become the President of the United States. Your people went, people in this country, people in this world went from white Europeans and Egyptians being slaves, blacks selling other blacks to be slaves in America. So you went from coming over from Africa, being captured by blacks, to be brought over here by whites. So she went from being a black in Africa as a slave coming over here, being born in Africa, by the way, and coming over here as a slave, to be a black that was born in Africa that came here to become the leader of the free world. What offends me is all this. Why can't we just say, hey, look at what humans have done? They shove this notion down our throat like, as a black person, you can't accomplish anything, so we're going to have Black Appreciation Month, where we're going to highlight historic achievements by black people, like blacks can't do anything. Because you're black, you can't accomplish anything. You can't be smart. You can't be a scientist. You can't discover new pharmaceuticals or prescriptions. Or you can't invent amazing things. Amazing things have been created by thousands of people of all races, all colors, and all creeds. You know, where is the Polish Memorial Week or month where we acknowledge all the successful things of Polish people or Scottish people or Germans or French or Russians? Besides, there's more to America than just white people and black people. There's a study under review, this is kind of interesting, to explore the association of increased CBD use with decreased prescription use in Italy. Who knew? It's going to be interesting to see what comes out of this study. I mean, there's tons of evidence to state that, hey, there are people that use medical cannabis and eliminate all their, a big chunk of their drugs. If that was bad news for the pharmaceutical company. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program. I hope you feel a part of. And yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, because I think people are demanding, hey, we want to have some real studies. We want to have some real trials on this stuff. We want proof to shove down people's faces that's unbiased, that, hey, cannabis does help. Here's the scientific facts. And I think it's going to come soon. I think it's going to start happening. You know, there are already people that saying, hey, look, there is lots of evidence that if you have schizophrenia, as LSD and mushrooms have been able to eliminate. If you're manic depressant, there are people that no longer take depression medications, and they want to have, they want to see, is there any validity to this? Does it really, could it, we don't know if it works. We want to have a clinical trials done to see what is that, what, okay, she's manic depressant. What works, what doesn't work? And that's kind of interesting. I mean, well, I just have to wait and see on that one. We got Hillary Clinton, of course, saying that Trump is hijacking Christianity when she's like the Antichrist, having pictures of her at churches and all this BS. That's how the world crumbles, though. You got a no, you got a waste of space candidate, and you expect, sorry, you got rotten produce, and you expect a 5-star meal. It's not gonna happen. I got about just over 8 minutes left in the program, and I want to move on now, folks, because I want to get in, because I'm a huge football fan. Love it, love it, love it. And when you see, I mean, granted, there's only the Bundesliga and the Premier League even doing anything right now. Everyone else is not even playing. But when you have these players wearing not names in the back, but Black Lives Matters, it hurts me. And of course, I'm there's a ton of people probably outraged right now. Hurt you? Black Lives Matter. Well, nah, they really, Black Lives really don't matter, because if they did, you'd be marching and rioting every day in the streets of Chicago. It's the one thing I live for, football. And it's sad, because people around the world truly believe, by the hundreds of millions, that this group is about injustice and about how they want to have justice. Well, then they need to start with their own people killing their own people. Manchester United is my favorite team. I love them to death. I'll probably never stop watching it, but it really hit a hole in my heart when, okay, because most people think that, well, yeah, there's injustice, and this group is here to, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, injustice. Yeah, they're out to try to get justice for the wrongfully. Well, then you need to stand up for the wrongfully killed from everyone. Then you should stand up against the Christians that are beheaded by Muslims. Either every life is precious on this earth or it's not. There are Muslims on the football pitch. I don't have a problem with them. They have that right to practice what they do. A football player is just like anyone else. Cop's not perfect. If he's a great cop, he's a great cop. If he's a corrupt cop and does wrong things, if he kills white people, Mexicans, it doesn't matter. If he just shoots people to shoot people, then he's a bad cop, and that's wrong. I think we still have a chance of getting top four easily. With everything going on in this world, who knows what's going to happen? Are people going to hijack? Okay, you want Sancho? Good luck. Yeah, we want $100 million. Well, good luck, because he's worth about $70 million with the market. And who knows? Because, I mean, we're basically like finishing the season, like starting over, because there's been such a long break. We got to have an identity on the pitch. This is what we're going to do. I just wish, moving forward, that people knew. No, do your homework. Do your homework. There were two Indianapolis Colts players that were black that were killed. Why was there no outrage? Ask that question. If you're a white liberal, ask that question. Everyone around the world wants to stand with Black Lives Matter, from Australia to France to England to Germany to any country that has any type of freedom. But if they really, truly know that there are blacks dying and they don't care about certain blacks, bringing back the White House should never be a talking. It's kind of like, who is that? Larry the Cable Guy. If you're at a eulogy and you hear, you might be a redneck. You shouldn't hear by foreigner, cold as ice, at a funeral. Inappropriate, totally inappropriate song. If his life truly mattered, pushing the White House should not even be a thing. But people around the world want to shove and show support for Black Lives Matter. Know what they stand for. Know how many blacks die in Chicago every year that no one cares about. Do me one. Here's one last question I have for you tonight. If George Floyd was killed by a black man, would you even know who he is? Well, I got one more question. What is a white Mexican? That's what George Zimmerman was. He was a white Mexican. Find out what a white Mexican is. And someone let me know. Someone write me on what a white Mexican is, because that's what the media called George Zimmerman. Got about a minute 30 or so left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've always been a person on the show that's always tried to wake people up and ask questions. Okay, this is the bottom line. Prove me wrong. Don't take my... Glenn Beck, he's one of my favorites with this quote. Don't believe anything I tell you. Prove me wrong. And guess what? See, The reason why I like him is because I don't agree with 100% everything he says. You should not agree with I don't know how. I don't 100% support everything Barack Obama said. I didn't agree with 99% of it. But Trump, you shouldn't agree with 100% of it either. You should say, you know what? I agree with you here, but, you know, there should be things about people you should not agree with me 100%. I just ask you to do your homework and answer those questions. Why are they not shoving gas prices down our throat when it's higher under one president versus another? If people have been in D.C. for 50 years, why are they blaming someone that's been here for 3? These are basic questions you need to ask yourself. If you can't, then you're not a part of the conversation, but I hope you are and welcome. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night all, and God bless. Goodbye.